You are now tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show.
What's up, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your girl, Nancy Ruffin, leadership expert, self-awareness specialist, and fierce advocate of living your life on purpose. We are officially in week 3 of the new year. I, for one, have had a super busy January. I think many of us start the year, you know, with our feet on the ground, ready to conquer and demolish all of our goals. And so I've been really busy because I've been really intentional about sticking to the things that I have said that I wanted to do this year. A couple of weeks ago, I had my first strategic visioning, bigger vision workshop. We had an incredible time. I'm always in awe by the magic that we create in these spaces when women come together, when they allow themselves to really be vulnerable and share their innermost thoughts, their fears, their dreams, and then how we collectively, as women in this space, hold each other. You know, because sometimes it's not easy to let our masks, for lack of a better word, like take our masks off in front of individuals that we don't know. But for me, I always encourage that because I find that there is a special kind of power in being able to share our stories with people who don't know us, right? People who are not going to judge us based on their past experiences with us or based on what they know about us or any of that. You know, when we allow ourselves to let other people just see us and listen to us without that expectation of, oh, I know who you are. It's just, is a different kind of magic because what you receive from that person is going to be a genuine reaction to you just based off of your story, based off of your energy, and based off of how you showed up in that space on that day. And I think that sometimes that's not possible to do with people that we know or that have known us for a really long time because they already have preconceived ideas about us. And for individuals who are on a journey to change or to improve or to break bad habits, sometimes sharing those dreams with people that know us can be discouraging, right? Because they may use our past behaviors as indicators of future behaviors. And the thing about this work that I do, the self work, the self reflection work, the self help work, all of that really requires us to hold that mirror up to ourselves and really look at ourselves honestly and say, what is it that I have to change if I want a different outcome for my future? What behaviors do I have to change? What bad habits do I have to break? What routines require a little shifting and tweaking so that I can ultimately become my best self? And when we're on that journey, when we start to do that work, sometimes the people that are closest to us are not going to understand that because they have a certain expectation of us based on what they know us to have done in the past. So for them, it's going to be hard to believe, right? For them, seeing is believing. They lack the faith that we might need sometimes to start a new journey. And so that's why when we come into these spaces, in these workshops, where you're encountering individuals that you never met before, it's easier to share our hopes, our dreams, our fears with them because they don't come into the space with any judgment about us. And then they can give us exactly what we need. They can give us the encouragement that we need to really start to carve a new path for ourselves. And so that's why I just really love this work that I do.
And the last workshop, we had roughly 60 attendees, and that was over capacity because I had only allowed for 50 attendees because it's a virtual space and it's harder to manage a virtual space when there's too many people in the quote unquote room. And for me, these workshops are very personal. I like to engage and interact with everyone that attends. And when the group is too large, it makes it really difficult for me to do that. So I usually try to cap it so that it doesn't get out of control. And even with that, I had people emailing me, sending me DMs that they really wanted to attend and they wanted to join. So I had made the exception and I allowed a few more women to register, and it was pure magic. But with that said, even with that, there were still individuals that couldn't attend or couldn't make it that day. And because of that, I have added one last workshop that will be happening on Saturday, January 30th. So there's still time for you to secure your seat if you want to attend. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite. I believe the link is biggervision2021.eventbrite.com. But in any case, you can also find the link in my bio on my Instagram account. You know, and secure your seat. And I encourage you to do that ASAP if you plan on attending, because there is a 47-page workbook that I created with a number of exercises that are necessary for you to complete prior to attending the workshop. You know, reading the workbook, completing the exercises are so crucial, because that is really where the work is being done. I am really big on encouraging you to do that internal self-reflection, to really look at yourself, ask yourself the hard questions that we normally don't ask ourselves. You know, why is it that we react in certain ways to certain scenarios? What are those triggers? Why is it that we start the year off, you know, full steam ahead, ready to conquer the goals, and then by the end of January, we have done giving up on ourselves, on our goals, and we revert back to our old ways? There's a reason that we do that. And unless we sit with ourselves and look within and start questioning where that behavior was first initiated, there won't be a way for us to break that pattern. You know, so it's like with anything in life, in order to move forward, you have to understand, one, where you're going, two, how you got to where you currently are, and then three, what is it that you need to start doing, you know, moving forward, so that you don't stay where you are and you actually start moving and creating the life that you want. So again, if you want to attend the workshop, one last one happening January 30th, next Saturday. It is virtual. It'll happen on Zoom. I promise you that this will be the best money you've ever invested in yourself, but you have to do the work. I can provide you with the tools. I can provide you with the resources. I can give you the blueprint. I can tell you what to do from step one to step 10, from A to Z. But unless you take inspired action and start moving, your life is never going to change. You have to start holding yourself accountable. A lot has been happening this past week. You know, I want to talk briefly about the historic moment that we have all experienced with this inauguration. We now have the first Black Asian woman vice president. I mean, if that is not something to celebrate, I don't know what is. And, you know, keeping politics aside, right? I don't care what political party you are a part of. I don't care what your overall, you know, values are. The fact that we have a woman in the White House who holds the second highest position in this country is historic. And it is so incredible that I, as a mother of two little girls, can look them in the face and really tell them with full conviction that they can do and be anything that they set their mind to, that they are not limited by gender, that they are not limited by race, that if they work hard enough, they can do it. And listen, I do not have rose-colored glasses on. I recognize that for women and for women of color especially, the field isn't leveled. I recognize that we have to show up 10 times better, that we have to work 10 times harder. But you know what? It is what it is. We are not strangers to hard work. It's how we have been built. It's how we have been living for centuries. Our ancestors have had to do that. But to be able to have sat in my living room and watched Kamala Harris get sworn in by Justice Sotomayor, a Puerto Rican woman from the Bronx, I mean, there was nothing but pride in those moments that I was watching that with my daughters. And it just really gives me hope for this country when you think about these past 4 years and what it has been like, the way that our democracy has been challenged. We had a leader who we just could not believe anything that came out of his mouth. I mean, he was just a habitual liar. Liar. He has caused me to not believe any of these government agencies. I no longer believe what the CDC says with regard to COVID because I felt like they just put out whatever he wanted them to put out. I mean, his presidency just did so much evil for this country and for the office of the presidency. And so with him out of the office now and with Joe Biden there and with Kamala there, it has restored a new hope in me. And that's not to say that I believe that Joe Biden is our savior. I believe that both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have had questionable pasts. They have done things probably in their political careers that are against some of the things that I believe and I value. But I know that Joe Biden is faithful in his belief in God. He's a God-fearing man. And so for that reason, I am trusting and I am hoping that in that role, in his position, he is going to do his best to do what's best for everyone in this country. You know, and we have to have hope. Because if we don't have hope, then we don't have anything. You know, so January 20th was definitely the dawn of a new day. For me, it was a day that hope for this country had been restored, hope for our democracy had been restored. And, you know, I think that it's just going to be a collective effort moving forward. We each have to do our part in creating the world we want to live in and in creating the future, you know, of tomorrow and what that looks like, not just for us, but for our children and for our grandchildren and for our great-grandchildren. Like, we all have a responsibility. We can't just sit back and leave it to our politicians. We have to hold them accountable to the things that they say they're going to do when we elect them into those positions. So we can't just sit back and take a break. You know, we have to hold their feet to the fire and we have to do our part. You know, and this is actually the perfect segue for what I wanted to talk about on this episode. I want to talk about legacy, about leaving legacies, about what that means, and about how we ourselves are building our legacies. You know, and when we come back from the break, I want to talk about that. But before I go, I also want to mention really quickly that starting February 5th, I will be leading my first, I guess, Bible study church group, you want to call it that. It's called the Foundations of Faith Connect Group. I'm doing it through my church, Trinity Harlem. I will be a co-leader, And I'm excited, I'm scared, I'm nervous. I'm a lot of things, you know, because I definitely don't feel qualified to preach on God's word, but I'm stepping out on faith. I prayed on it, and I'm just trusting that this is the direction that God wants me to go in. You know, I prayed on it, and it was a resounding yes that I needed to go for it, and so I am. So despite the fact that I feel inadequate, despite the fact that I don't feel equipped to do it, and that I am a little bit afraid, I'm going to trust that God would not put me in a position to do something without also equipping me with the skills and the tools and the resources that are necessary to be effective in that role, right? This is me really putting 100% faith and trust in following God's call for my life. So I say all that to say, if you are interested in joining the group, if you want to explore further your own faith, you want to study the Bible a little bit more, then I encourage you to join the group. We're going to be really focusing on what the foundation of our faith is. And for us, it really is the person of Jesus and how he was brought into this world to absolve us of our sin so that we could have eternal life. So we're going to dig deep into Jesus's life, the meaning of his life, and the reason that he was here and that he lived. So the link to join, you can actually go to the trinityharlem.com website, click on Join Connect Group, and then just scroll down until you see the Foundations of Faith with Aisha and Nancy, and then you can request to join there. Or you can head to my IG bio, and the link to join is also there. So when we come back, we are going to get into this conversation about leaving legacies and what that means.
You are now listening to the one and only Nancy Ruffin.
Thank you for sticking with me. We are back. And as promised, I want to talk about leaving legacies. Legacy is something that I have been thinking about for years. It's just something that's constantly on my mind because I'm very conscious of what I want to be remembered for. And I remember a few years ago, I attended VONA, Voices of Our Nation's Arts. It's a writing residency program for writers of color. And the residency took place out in California in the Bay Area. It was at UC Berkeley. And I remember in one of the workshops that I had attended, we were asked or tasked rather to kind of write what our greatest fear was. And I remember back then I wrote that my greatest fear was not being remembered, of having lived in this world, and when I ceased to exist in this lifetime, that I wouldn't be remembered. And so since then, I have just been very intentional about the work that I do, the things that I create, because I want to create things that will live on far longer than I will. I want to impact people's lives in such a way that they become better because I was part of their life. You know, so I am very, very conscious about legacy and what that means for me, you know. And as I prepared for this particular episode, knowing that I wanted to talk about legacy, I looked up the definition of legacy because I wanted to make sure that what I have believed this word to mean is exactly what it means. So I want to read to you what I found when I looked up the definition. So legacy is the mark that you leave on the world. It's about the richness of your life and the impact that you had and the lives that you've touched. And so now I'm paraphrasing. The actual definition was way more succinct than that. But at the basic level, that really is what legacy means, right? It's the mark that you leave on the world as a result of being in the world, as a result of living. So while you're here, what is that mark that you're leaving? What is the impact that you're having on the individuals that you come in contact with every single day? You know, and when we think about legacy, we tend to think that it is this thing that is like eons and years away, or that it takes eons and years to create. But the truth is that we are creating our legacy every single day. Every day that we wake up, every day that we have an opportunity to breathe and to move, and the power of choice, you know, to decide what we're going to do with our day and with our time, we are creating our legacy by the things that we decide to do, the things we choose not to do, how we react in certain situations, how we treat certain people, all of that. Every single thing that we do is creating our legacy. You know, I was watching this show the other day on TV. I forgot what channel it was on. It was on the cable, but they were doing this portfolio on like these five New Yorkers that had like a huge impact on the city. And of course, one person that they profiled was Donald Trump. But the other person that, one of the other five that they profiled was Leona Helmsley. Now, I don't know how, if you remember who she was, but she was married to, I forgot the man's first name, but it was Helmsley. He was this like real estate magnate. He owned tons of buildings in New York City. And, you know, she married him and she became in charge of, he had appointed her like chief executive officer, you know, into the management of these buildings. In any case, what they were saying about her was that she was a horrible person. She treated employees horribly. And she, in fact, got the nickname the Queen of Mean. So if you look up Leona Helmsley, she is identified as the Queen of Mean. And so for as long as she, I don't even know if she's still alive, but as long as she will be referenced in history, that is the legacy that she has created for herself, right? So it doesn't even matter how much money she may have amassed in her lifetime, how wealthy she was, what she owned. None of that matters, because when people think about Leona Helmsley, they just think about how mean and cruel she was. And so I challenge you to think about the legacy that you're creating in your own life. What are the things that you're doing every single day? How are you helping others? How are you practicing kindness, right? How are you showing up in this world in a way that is changing the lives of other people? Like, what is the impact of your life? You know, and in my workshops, we talk a lot about our why, defining our why, writing our why statement, all of those things. And the formula for identifying the why, based on Simon Sinek's book, you know, Start With Why, you know, he says that the way that you do that, the way that you find your why, is that you figure out what it is that you're great at, what are your skills, right? What are the things that you have to contribute to the world in a really in a positive way? And then what is the impact you want to have as a result of these skills and these talents and these things that you have to give, right? So it's about your contribution and about your impact. And so when I think about legacy, I think about it in the same way, right? It's like when I wake up today, when I wake up in the morning, when I wake up tomorrow, right? What is it that I'm going to be contributing to the world? And how is that contribution going to impact the world, right? And the world doesn't have to be every single person in the world, right? The world could be just your world, the people that you're surrounded by, your sphere of influence, right? So how are you going to impact the people in your life through your contributions? Are you going to be mean? Are you going to be hurtful? Are you going to talk down to people? Are you going to walk around like you're the best thing since sliced bread? Are you going to be arrogant? Or are you going to practice love? Are you going to practice kindness? Are you going to practice humility? Right? All of these things. Legacy is not built by huge things that we do once in a while. Legacy is built by the small things that we do every single day. And so I ask you, how do you want to be remembered? And is what you're doing now, is what you did yesterday, is what you're going to do tomorrow, is that how you want to be remembered? So that when it's all said and done and people mention your name, what is it that you want them to say about you? And so if you struggle with figuring out your purpose, if you struggle with figuring out your why, then I challenge you to start with your legacy. What do you want your legacy to be? And then you start to work backwards, right? So if you want to be remembered as someone who was kind and who was giving and who was helpful, and if these are the things that you want people to remember you by, what are the things that you have to start doing today so that you can live up to the legacy that you want to leave behind? Listen, I don't know about you, but I want to be remembered as someone who gave their all for the improvement and the advancement of all people in this world. And yeah, that's a broad statement. It's a broad legacy. But you know what that does is that it leaves room for me to show up in that manner in so many different ways. So it doesn't tie me to just one specific role, doing one specific job, but it allows me to be kind and to be of service and to be helpful in so many different ways. I can do it by facilitating my workshops. I can do it by way of writing my books. I can do it by way of this podcast and the words that I share and the wisdom that I share and how I share my knowledge and the things that I learn with my community and the people that are around me. It leaves it open to so many things. So if you can't figure out the one thing that you want to do, you don't have to figure out one thing. Just figure out how you want to show up in the world. How do you want to be remembered? And then cultivate a life that is centered on the legacy that you want to leave. That's it for this episode. I hope that you found value in it. Thank you for rocking with me for another week. If you enjoyed this episode, please share. Please leave a review. Tell your friends how dope we are here at the Nancy Ruffin Show and how we force you to not only show up in your life, but to show up for your community. Because in the end, that's really what it's about. We have to take care of each other, mi gente. So until next time, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.